It was very, very difficult, Donna, very difficult. When we got up that morning, we had read it in the media about a suspected, you know, gas explosion in County Mayo. And, I mean, obviously it never leaves us for a second, but you just, you know, we just felt absolutely sick to our stomach. Obviously all these memories flooding back. And it was very, very difficult to think that another suspected gas explosion had happened after we lost our daughter Leona in Chrysler, along with 9 other people. And it's very difficult, very difficult.
And it's led to a renewed call now to press for a public inquiry to try and get to the bottom of what happened in Chrysler and maybe try to see how it can be prevented in the future so that no other family needs to go through this, and then indeed for you and your family, that you don't need to wake up to see news that just brings it all back.
Oh, absolutely, Donna. There's absolutely no better time at the minute. You know, this has been going on for years and years now. So many suspected gas explosions throughout Ireland, and even Raglan House, if you take that into consideration. I mean, that happened in the 1980s. And if you're looking at now, we're in 2025, and all of these suspected gas explosions are still happening throughout Ireland. And obviously, the suspected gas explosion in Chrysler, where 10 people lost their lives, and as we've just spoke about, our daughter Leona was one of those people that were killed in Chrysler. I just think that there's no better time now for a public inquiry, a statutory public inquiry, to be called. It's in the interest of everybody. It's a public interest. So this can never happen again. Very early on, that's what we had always said. We never want anybody to go through the pain and the suffering and the devastation that we are as families and that lost our loved ones. But not only the us that lost our loved ones, people lost their apartments, their homes, holiday homes. You know, so many people has been injured, you know, and everybody, even the community, everybody devastated by what happened. And I just think there's no better time for this to happen now, especially with all these suspected explosions throughout Ireland for all these years. So I would say to the government now, there's no better time for the statutory public inquiry to be called, so everybody can get the answers and get the truth as to what really happened on that awful day on the 7th of October 2022.
And the amount of time that these investigations take, we appreciate that it needs to be done thoroughly and correctly, but it is an awful long time to wait for an answer, I can imagine.
It is a long time. It is an ongoing investigation. We are in 2025 now, going into the third year. It's just, I think people just don't realise the suffering and the devastation and the pain that it has on families. And I think it's very, very important. Obviously, ongoing investigation, that I can't talk about that at the moment, but it takes a long time, and I think changes need to be done here in Ireland in regards to certain things. If you take into account at the moment, there's an inquiry into the Oma bombing there now, and that's about 27 years later. The families have been speaking out. I was listening to on media, the families themselves have been speaking out in regards to the pain and the suffering that they have been going through for over than 27 years. And if you even take it into the stardust and all them years that them families have waited for answers, you know, they're the kind of people that truly understand what you're going through. And it's absolutely shocking that the Oma bombing and stardust had to wait all that time just to get answers about their loved ones. And we really don't want to be in that situation, that we're waiting 27 years down the line to still try and find out the truth as to what happened.